From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the eastern half of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days. The attack came as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies press a deadly offensive to recapture the entire city. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small group of patients. Talal Abul Youssef is an ambulance driver. He says airstrikes targeted infrastructure and hospitals. The area was completely destroyed by around seven air raids. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. That's as government forces pressed their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the northern part of the city. The monitors say at least 20 people, including six children, were killed in airstrikes elsewhere in the rebel sector of Aleppo. Residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive, powerful storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew, with sustained winds of 230 kilometers per hour, is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean in 9 years. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
What we have control over is our ability to prepare. And we hold firmly to the view that our preparation can reduce loss of life and damage to property and treasure.
Forecasters have issued a hurricane watch for portions of Haiti. Cuba has declared a state of emergency in five provinces. This is VOA News.